Right now. Okay, we go three short Hasidic ideas. Our Parsha Shkalim, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Our learning should be, obviously, for the protection of our brothers and sisters, the Chayalim, the Chayalot, the Chatufim, the Chatufot, all the hostages, specifically for Daniel Shimon, Ben Sharon, and for Elkanah, Ben Ruchama, for Besoros Tovos. The Rebbe Melech says the first idea. The Pasuk says, Ze Yitnu. The Rebbe Melech says, Moshe did not know what a shekel was. What did Hashem say? What did Hashem tell Moshe? Take a coin and throw it into a fire. And what happened? A shekel came out. Says the Noam Elimelech, why specifically a coin? Why dafka a coin? He says, because Hashem wanted to show Moshe and each one of us, money can be used for good, money can be used for bad. Money can be used to build, money can be used to destroy. Same thing with fire. Fire you could cook, fire you could destroy. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, use money for good. Use the shekel for good. How do I know it? Through a fire. Because just like fire could build, could cook, can make you a nice person, a nice steak, a fire could also chashom destroy a house. To be careful with money. Sometimes people get so warped up about money, money, money. Greed, greed, greed. That's Haman. If you don't have anything, you have nothing. Haman had every Jew, every Jew bowing down to him. He didn't have one. He had nothing. That's the opposite of a Jew. A Jew is Ezo Ashi, who is happy, who is rich, Sameach B'chalko. So why dafka a coin? The same thing with fire. Fire can build and destroy. Money can also build and destroy. Idea number two, the Chidush Harim, that you knew. The same idea. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu this shekel of fire. So what's a shekel? Shin Kuf Lamed. Says the Chidush Harim, the Ger Rebbe's Zartza was this last week. Shin Kuf Lamed, the shekel stands for three words. Shachbecha, Kumecha, Lachtecha. Which is just from Shema. Shachbecha when you lie down, Kumecha when you get up, Lachtecha when you go. What's the idea? Says the Chidush Harim, Hashem is showing Moshe Rabbeinu that a Jew's got to be on fire. Whether you're lying down, whether you're at home, or on the way. The Pasuk says in Avadia, the Pasuk says, Beis Yaakov Eish. We have to be like a fire in everything that we do. Whether we're in school, or in shul, Sunday, Shabbos, Pigeon Key, whatever it is, we are always looking for Hashem in anything and everything we do. And finally, the third and final idea, and I told us Yaakov Yosef, why isn't every Jew is counted with a half shekel? Why not a full shekel? The whole point with counting a Jew is to realize they're your only half. Only once you take your half and take it with someone else, does it told us Yaakov Yosef, in the name of the Alshech, in the name of Shlomo Akvitz, then you take your half and you connect with others. You connect with others. That's the whole point of Purim, to connect with others. Esther told the Lech Kenosis Kol Yehudim, gather all together. If you gather all together, we'll be Zohar to Mashiach. So three ideas. Be careful with money. Money can build or money can destroy the Rebbe HaMelech. The second idea, Shekel, Shachbecha, Kumecha, Latecha, take HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything you do. And finally, it's from the Tolestak of Yosef, from the Alshech, from Rav Shlomo Akvitz, take your half a Shekel, combine with others, and the Zohar to the tremendous Achdus and the tremendous Bracha and protection. Good Shabbos.